you had some, you know, really precious antiques or something, and a child was about to go up and poke it, you'd say,
"Don't touch." Leave it alone. Don't you touch it.
If you needed something and someone was closer to it, you'd say, "Go."
Please. Pass it to me or hand it to me.
Or, suppose you didn't know where it was, you'd say,
"Find it."
Okay. If someone throws a ball to you, you...
toss it.
Okay,
but... throw it.
Okay, but what do they have to do before they can throw it? They have to...
I don't know.
Well,
catch it.
You would say, like, yesterday he...
caught it.
Okay, and he had...
caught it.
If you're ready to go somewhere and the person that's going with you isn't, you say,
ready?
But to them, like, they're not quite ready yet, so you'll say,
I'll be there in a minute.
Or I'll wait.
I'll wait for you.
When little children are getting punished, a lot of times they'll say, "Don't punish me, please give me
another chance."
If someone's in a good mood, how would you refer to that?
Happy? I don't know. I say they were in a good mood.
Like a man had a sense of
humor, good humor.
What about if someone comes to your door and you want them to leave, you want to, maybe it'd be better, like if you said you've got pests, you know, like termites or something, you'd say you'd want to
eliminate it
or get
rid of it.
What do you do with a pen?
Right.
Okay, and you'd say yesterday I
wrote
and he had
written.
Okay. And if you write someone, then you expect them to write back to you, so you expect an
answer.
Okay. And on the outside of the envelope, what do you have to do to them?
Address it.
And you would send it to his
address.
If a little boy just learned something new, you would ask him who
taught that to you.
And how would you refer to children's playthings?
Toys.
You would say, like, you asked someone a question yesterday, you...
asked?
And you had...
asked.
Okay.